Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
This is our second topic in our little series here of New Year's resolutions for leaders, specifically leaders in particular, you and me, trying to get better. We want to be better leaders in 2017. So here's some things that I had written down for the second thing that we could have as a New Year's resolution. There's three things I want to tell you. They all go under the topic of simplifying. How do we simplify in 2017? The biggest thing I hear all the time from leaders is that we are so stretched thin. We're trying to do it all. We're trying to wear all these different hats. And we feel like we're failing in all areas, that we just can't get a grasp on any one area and feel like we're thriving. We just feel like we're giving half effort in every area. And we feel like we're failing in every area. This is me too. This is something that I deal with all the time. And I have since I went Triple Diamond. I just feel like if I'm doing good as a mom, then I'm failing as a friend. If I'm doing great with the business, then I'm not giving my husband enough attention or my kids. So, you know, I don't know if there's an answer, guys. It's just something that we can resolve for 2017 to pay attention to, make sure our priorities are in line, and give it our best effort to simplify so that we're not so stretched thin. So here are some things I wrote down for 2017 that we can work on. And you've heard these before, but I really want you to think about them in the context of us being leaders and how we can apply these. To work smarter, not harder. Because, you know, Pam always says, and I go back to Pam for this, Pam always says, scrolling Facebook all day or scrolling Instagram or Snapchat or whatever you're using right now, scrolling that all day is not working. Honestly, keeping up with Facebook and answering questions, being there in case a question is posted or you know, you just don't want to miss anything, that's not working. And this comes from Pam. That is working harder, not smarter. You know, back when Pam was building her business, she didn't have social media like this, and she didn't feel the need to be connected 24/7 because it just didn't exist. Pam always says that she got everything she needed to get done in 2 hours a day. Focused 2 hours, she was done. She built her networking business, network marketing. She went all the way to the top of that company. She made, you know, buku bucks for her and Dave and the kids and did really, really well for herself on 2 hours a day. That's it. And then she would switch hats and she would go be a mom. She would cook dinner. She would have a quiet time. She got everything in. Now, I'm not saying, and neither will she say, that, you know, things weren't stressful and she never felt stretched thin. I'm not saying that. But if we could follow Pam's example of figuring out how to get that focus time. And I know we talk about it all the time, but are we really trying to do that? You know, when you're successful in a business like this, it's fun. It's fun to see things happen and see people post on your team page and see new team members get added. That is fun. It's addicting. It's like a hobby that pays us really well, right? It's something we really enjoy. Or, you know, us leaders, we wouldn't be successful if this was something we didn't enjoy. And when you're good at it, it feels even better, right? So now with social media, that's where the real struggle comes in, is because we really enjoy what we're doing. We enjoy being good at it. We feel like we are excelling at something and we can see it happen in real time, 24/7 with social media. So, but again, if we go back to Pam's example, we don't have to be connected 24/7. Stephanie Dunn did a video for us ambassadors, it was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago now. And she talked about this topic and how she had gone over this exact thing with her leadership as well. And she recommended the book, The Power of the Half Hour, and how she and her leaders are really going to focus on being more intentional this year. And it goes exactly to what I'm talking about here. But how do we simplify? How do we be better? You know, we're never going to be perfect. We're always going to be a process. We're always going to be learning how to be better leaders. But this is something that Stephanie's recommended, and it's a book that my leaders and I are going to start reading together to figure this out. Okay, the second thing I want to talk to you about is, this is something I learned from T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes. If you've never listened to him, you really need to listen to him because he's amazing. But he talks about how when you're functioning in your calling, you won't get so exhausted. You won't be so stretched thin. So I've talked a little bit about this in the past, but for us going forward in 2017, I think a lot of 2016, you know, when things started, 2016 was a weird year. So we felt as leaders, we started looking around because what we were doing wasn't working like it used to be, like it used to work for us. So we started looking around and thinking, you know, maybe if I tried what she's doing, she looks like she's still having success and not struggling. Maybe if I try what that leader's doing. And we really got out of our lane, right? That's how Pam says, we get out of our lane. And T.D. Jakes explains it as we are all called to something. We all have a strength. Mine seems to be words and leadership. And when I am functioning in bringing up leaders, raising leaders, talking about leadership, writing things, doing these podcasts, I don't feel exhausted and I don't feel stretched thin. But when I try to go out of my lane and I try to do videos or Zooms at night with, or, you know, these are just little examples. When I veer away from what I have been called to, I feel stretched thin. So it's exactly what T.D. Jakes is talking about. So what is your gift? What is your strength? What have you been called to? What gift have you been given by God that you need to stay focused on? And when you're functioning in that calling, you're not going to get as stretched thin as you would if you were trying to function in other people's giftings. So that's another thing to think about this year. I wrote myself a mission vision statement a few weeks back. It's a process that I went through, and I wrote that out for myself. And this year, I have decided that I'm going to measure everything I'm doing against that mission and vision statement. Does this activity fit into my mission? Does it fit into furthering my vision? Am I going to get closer to my vision by doing this activity? And if it doesn't measure up, if the answer is no, I'm not going to do it. So that's just one way that I'm going to try and stay in my own lane this year and not veer off path and get stretched thin like I used to be. And then the last thing I want to leave you with is this. I want you to kind of picture this in your head. Leaders are like scaffolding. And scaffolding is the metal structures that construction workers use when they're building a house. It's so that they can climb up. It kind of provides temporary support for the structure they're building. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Leaders are like scaffolding. We are there to give support and to frame, but then we need to move on to champion the next leaders and champion the next horizons. So that's all we are, guys. We're a framework. We're a scaffolding just to be there to support people as they're getting their business off the ground. We're like that scaffolding just to give them enough support so that they can build their building, they can build their business. And then when they don't need us anymore, we remove the scaffolding and we go and we champion the next leaders that are rising up. So not trying to be the support, you know, we've got to focus on that layered leadership is what I'm getting at, okay? You've got to be developing leaders and then let them go and fly on their own, and that will really help you simplify this year. So this podcast went a little bit longer than my normal ones, and I'm sorry about that. I'll wrap it up, and I will see you guys Friday with the final installment of our New Year's Resolutions for Leaders.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.